In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11, this is letter number 3591, Baruch Hashem. The first ever is Chodesh Tammuz, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, New York. This is the 30th day of the month of Sivan, but the first ever is Chodesh Tammuz. The Rebbe is addressing it to Harav HaGoyen, the great genius rabbi, the honorable, and with all comes from great lineage from various brethren, and Moirenu Sliman David Sasson. Shalom Uvracha. So, Rebbe says, I received that booklet that you, with pleasantness, about Shechita that you published. And I want to thank you for paying it, for your attention to sending it to me. And for sure, also in the future, you will conduct so with regards to the various publications or publicities of the future to share it with me. And also that which you have published in the past. And thank you, the Rebbe says, ahead for the books that you will send me. So the Rebbe says, if your honor is interested to receive the publication of the Kahos, this would be sent to you with, be very happy to send to you. Basically, the Rebbe says, please send me your stuff and we will send you, if you're interested, our stuff as well. And the Rebbe says that this opportunity, I want to express a warm thanks to your honor for the pleasant support and you savor ponim yofis, the good continence, you expand your interest that you showed to the Rebbe writes with a lot of titles in Marine Ben Sion Sheyircha Shemtov Shadar. Rabbi Tzion Shemtov, he was a Shadar, he was Shlucha Derachmona, he was sent to raise funds, and he, apparently this rabbi, was very nice to him, he took him in, he interested, he was helping him, and the Rebbe is giving him a warm thanks for helping and greeting him, welcoming him, and interesting so warmly and so nicely, Ben Tzion Shemtov, when he visit you, and about helping and participating in our work in the field of education on the pure holiness, on the level of authentic education, especially to benefit our brothers, the Sephardim, in North Africa. He appealed to him. And the Rebbe says, Yasher Chela, strengthen, thank you. And the Yasher, may your strength be increased for your participation in this great undertaking. This is a huge undertaking with honor and with blessing. So this Rabbi Sliman David Sasson, he was very welcoming and very attuned and was helping Rabbi Shemtov for raising money, and that was for the Reshet in Morocco and the other places and the for the yeshivas there.
Now Sasson is a Sephardic name.
The Rebbe says that self-understood, if for technical reason, it's easier for you to write in the local language. I'm not sure which language the Rebbe means, English over here. The Rebbe says you can write in any language, and certainly in the language of the country. I'm gonna assume that maybe it was over here. Maybe he was in the United States. I'm not sure. I gotta check it out. It looks like he was English speaking.
It looks like London.
Looks like he was in England, right? Okay. Yeah. But in any event, the Rebbe says you can write in any language. The Rebbe is also attaching his letter to the gathering of Tzvi Agudas Chabad, that really the contents is applicable to each and every one, and I'm hopeful that this would interest you. And the Rebbe says, separately, I sent you the write-up about the imprisonment that about my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles here, as it relates to this season of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, 13 and 12 and 13 of Tammuz, which is the days of his redemption. Now, he wrote a booklet, a book on Shechita. Then the Rebbe writes that as far as Shechita goes, there's such wonderful things in the Sefer HaTemuna writes about it, and the way there's explained in the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, L'Ram Nun Gabay, in the section of Avodah Pedek Lamed Daled, even though they have not connected to that booklet that he gave the Rebbe about Shechita. And the Rebbe also points out, by the way, that there are many that are careful not to use the picture that comes to point to the note in the booklet, page 11 and 27 at the end. I guess he used a shape over there, which the Rebbe said that many are careful not to use that. Again, need to know what he used over there, but that's what the Rebbe is suggesting to him.